This month, scientists in Connecticut identified a new species that's said to be the largest bird ever to fly. The scientists think it lived around 25 million years ago, and its fossil was discovered in the 80s. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WNPR's Patrick Scahill has more from Hartford.
Picture this, an ancient bird with a 24-foot wingspan soaring over the ocean.
It would be really great to, toss a beach chair out on that coast and watch these big birds coming in for a landing.
That's Daniel Sepka. He's curator of science at the Bruce Museum in Greenwich, Connecticut. And he's just identified this new species of bird.
So the name is Pelagornis sandersi. Sandersi is in honor of Al Sanders. He was the curator at the Charleston Museum, and he's actually the person who collected this fossil.
That fossil was uncovered during renovations to the Charleston Airport in South Carolina during the 1980s. It was cataloged and put in storage at the Charleston Museum alongside thousands of other specimens until 2010, when Sepka came to visit.
I did not know that this giant bird was lurking in the collections, so it was kind of stunning to see it. And I kind of laid down next to it, and the one wing bone, the humerus, just one of the four wing bones, was longer than my whole arm, so I knew we had something special down there.
Sepka took bone measurements and fed that data into a computer program, which estimates wingspan and weight. What the simulations bounced back were this. Pelagornis sandersi's wings were the largest of any bird to have ever flown. Sepka published his results in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
I think it's a hugely important finding.
Daniel Field is a paleontologist at Yale University. He works on equations used to calculate the size of extinct birds.
And the most remarkable thing about Pelagornis sandersi is that its wingspan vastly exceeded that of any living flying birds and was almost twice that of the largest living albatrosses, which in the modern world have the largest wingspan.
Those wings may have been so large that some scientists think Pelagornis sandersi could only take off from the water in windy conditions. And here's one more interesting detail. The bird was bony-toothed. That means its large bill was serrated, kind of like a giant saw. And if you're wondering what modern bird is most closely related to this ancient monster, Sepka says it's...
chickens and ducks. And so we're talking about two of the kind of most mundane, familiar birds that you'd see in a farm or at the park or on your dinner plate. And they are the relatives of the largest bird that ever flew.
Going forward, Sepka says he hopes to puzzle out how this bird evolved and whether or not its massive size may have caused it to go extinct. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.
It's too bad you can't see that bird today. I would love to see a bird like that flying overhead. Of course, 25 million years ago, we should say, is way after the dinosaurs were extinct,
right.
Which was
65 million years ago.
You can see an artist's reconstruction of this bird, by the way, at our website, hereandnow.org. It is pretty spectacular.
Chickens and ducks. I had my money on albatross being its
yeah,
closest relative.
Right, exactly. That you'd think. This is Here and Now.